Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Shnayim, two people, Shevkidu that deposited money, Eitzel Echad, by one Shimer. So I'm sitting at home one day, and two Chaverim walk in, Chayim and Zvulun. Figure we'll give Ruvain and Shimon a rest a little bit. They say, can you watch money for us? I say, sure. The problem is, ze mona. Chaim, let's say, deposited a mona, which is 100 zuz. Veze and Zvulin, he deposited Messiah 200 zuz. After a while, both Chaim and Zvulin come to collect their money. Ze oimer, Chaim says, and he says this with certainty, Shalim Messiah, the 200 is mine. Veze oimer, and Zvulin says, what are you talking about? Shalim Messiah, the 200 is mine. And one of them is lying. One of them only gave me a mona. I don't remember who gave me the mona, who gave me the Messiah. I don't remember if it was Chaim who gave me the 200 or it was Zvulun who gave me the 200. So the din is noisin lezemona. I give 100 to Chaim, lezemona, 100 to Zvulun. Vashar, and as far as the leftover third money that's in my possession, because I have a total of 300, I'm giving 100 to each, that for sure comes to them. This other 100 that's left over, yeimona chachiyavi eliyo. Okay, it's going to layer till eliyo and Novi comes and we figure out whose it is. Now, why don't we say, excuse me? In other words, the Mishnah should say to me, hello, Reb Shomer, why weren't you more careful? You're taking money, that's an achrayus. So look to see who's giving you the 100, who's giving you the 200. And the answer is, both of them, in this case, gave over the money standing there together. Chaim and Zabel both came in. They said, can you watch money for us? And they put the money down. So I saw that you weren't concerned who's giving the 100, who's giving the 200. So I also didn't look so carefully. I said, oh, you must be such good friends, you trust each other. It's a little bit of a surprise to me that you're both coming now and each one claims the 200 is his. But Enochanami, if one came after the other one, they weren't there together, then the tain is on me. If Chaim came one day and gave me money, and Zvulun came later when Chaim is not here anymore and gave me money, then the tain is on me. If I'm taking money, I have to be careful to be focused, not to be absent-minded. Who gave me what? Who gave me the 100? Who gave me the 200? And if I say, sorry, I should have, but I didn't write it down, I don't remember, then I would be obligated to give each one 200. In other words, I'm going to have to take 100 out of my pocket. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, okay, so Lamaisa, Chaim and Zvulun both claim the 200 is theirs. One of them is lying. The liar is not losing anything here. He's getting back his 100. The third 100 stays until Eliyahu Navi comes. So by paskening this way, we're not really giving an incentive to a person not to lie. Because let's say in this case, Chaim is lying. Chaim says, oh, the 200 is mine. He figures, let me try. What do I have to lose? What's the worst that's going to happen? My 100 I'll get back. The worst that's going to happen is Zvulun won't get back his 100. So ma hifsid haramai, what does the liar lose? We have to create a halacha that's going to deter Chaim from trying to lie. Ella rather, says Rabbi Yossi, I say, hakel, the whole thing, the whole 300. Yeimunach hachiyovi eliyo. No one gets anything until someone comes along here and tells us the truth. If that's the halacha, Chaim's not going to try to say the 200 is mine. Because it's going to cost them the 100. That's really his. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? If two people come together to me, Chaim and Zvulun, they put down their money. The reality is one put down 100, the other put down 200, but the mice, I see they're doing it together, one in front of the other. It looks like they're friends, they trust each other. So I know I have a total of 300. Surprise, surprise, each one claims the 200 is theirs. So I give each one 100, and I say the rest is going to stay over here, Chiyavi Elio. The B.I.C. says, don't do it that way. Because then the liar has nothing to lose. Rather, everything is on hold. Achiyavi Elio. That's going to deter people from trying to lie. And if they did, at least they'll admit afterwards in order to get back their 100. But again, this is only if the two of them came together. If they came separately, and somehow I never bothered concentrating or writing down who's giving me the 200 or who's giving me the 100, then I, the Shomer, would be considered a Pesheya, and I would have to give each 200, which means 100 would have to come out of my pocket.